Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
January 12th, this beautiful Monday morning, we're right here in the midst of the first month of 2026. Our prophetic word for 2026 is to release the old and embrace the new. So our subtopic for this week is breaking new ground. And when you get the illustration of that in your mind, in order to get in to the ground, usually you have to break past a barrier. If it's grass or if it is concrete or such, to be able to get down into the ground. So we have to be willing to release the old and embrace the new as we break into new ground.
So isn't that just like the new year? So now we said Happy New Year. We celebrated, and now it's our time to forget everything that passed and just to go forward and release the things that are bothering you. And the reason being is because it's not coming back. We cannot turn around the clock. We cannot go backwards in time. So we need to release it so that we can have less stress and we can be happy, and we need to go forward. And just like God, He gives us the opportunity every single day to start again. Every day the sun will rise. There's no doubt. And so every day we can start again. So no matter how bad the day was before, we can start again, and we can do it again and again and again. And as long as it takes for us to get on the right track and to be free in Him and release the old and go forward with the new.
That's good, because even though it's January 12th, there's been other January 12ths. It's never been January 12th, 2026. So it is a brand new day, a brand new perspective in order to embrace the new and continually move forward. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 21, it says, "Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord." So how was the Lord revealed? Through his word. That's very important when we're seeking answers, when we're seeking direction. The Lord reveals himself through his word.
Yeah, he's going to reveal himself through his word, and he's going to find a way to let you know. When Mary was back, going back to Christmas a little bit, when Mary was, she got revealed the truth about what was in store for her. The angel Gabriel came and he told her that you're going to be pregnant with a child. So that was one way that that God revealed himself to him. So we have to look for in the word and see how God reveals himself to us.
The word is living.
Yes.
It's active.
Yes.
So each and every scripture, it's God breathed. So it's applicable to today. It's able for us to use it in our situation. So when we have the word to hold fast to, then nothing's going to stop us. We'll be able to move past opposition. We'll be able to jump over every hurdle and to move fully into what God has for us. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, it says, "I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet." So this is John speaking. It says he was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and he heard. So Pastor Beckford was teaching all in 2025 about the spirit in man having communication with the Spirit of God. So we must be in the Spirit. What does it mean to be in the Spirit? It means to be in the Word. Because as we're reading the Word of God, it is bearing witness in our spirit. And we operate through the Word by faith. So we're in this other realm, right? We're in the realm of impossibility, but it becomes possible with God and with his word.
So John heard the Spirit, Samuel heard the Spirit, and Mary heard the Spirit. So they all heard the Spirit of God talking to them through the word or through a messenger. And if we look to the word, we can't look to get an answer in the flesh. That's never going to work. We always have to get an answer through God's Spirit. And how do we get an answer? By God's word. Because in 1 John it says that the word was God and the word was with God. So we can rest assured that when we go to the Bible for answers, we will find the answers in the Spirit. We can't let our flesh take control, because our flesh is going to always lead us astray. Some days we're good, some days we're bad, some days it's raining, we don't feel good, or the sunshine. It's all contingent on material things of this earth. And so we can't trust the flesh with things of the Spirit. We need to get connected in the Spirit that God gave us. And this is how we'll know the direction for our life.
The flesh is always going to vote for the flesh. Every time. If we leave it up to our flesh, if we leave it up to carnality, it's always going to vote for itself. It's never going to vote to be led by the Spirit. So when we come into subjection of the word, when we know the things that we hear by the Spirit, they are possible because they are Spirit led. God will guide us. He'll show us how to navigate, to be able to move through, to manifest the word that was spoken to us, because there's things that are transpiring that are only going to be able to come to full fruition by the Spirit of God. You know, there's a scripture in Corinthians that says, ears have not heard, eyes have not seen. That's the physical part, that it's through the Spirit that it's revealed unto us which way to go.
Amen and amen. I'm going to read Isaiah 11:1. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and the branch shall grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. So these are all spirits in the way we're going to get to know things. We're going to have the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. So it's basically, we need to have the Spirit in us living, and in order to discern what is from God and what is not.
And God will make it clear to us. So we just have to come in alignment to what he's saying. I know we said before, you know, sometimes we'll try 100 ways to do something instead of the one way that God said to do it. You know, instead of doing it the one way God said to do it, we put our energy and our emphasis on all these other alternative routes, and they don't bring forth the true desire or the intent, because it's not the way God said to do it. So we have to come in alignment with his word, allow the Spirit to reveal unto us what to do in order to break new ground, to do things differently. If we want different results, then we have to do things differently. Pastor Beckford always says, change isn't change until you change.
Yes, amen. And then I believe that when you look at the things in the way you're supposed to look through spiritual eyes, then you're going to see the whole, everything else. You know, when you walked in the flesh, you looked at things a certain way, and then you thought that was the way things were. But once your spirit became alive and it became born again, you looked at the very same exact things that you looked at before, and all of a sudden they take on a new appearance and a new understanding. And this is what happens when we grow in the Spirit and our spirit becomes born again. It just means our spirit wakes up. We become alive. All of us have the Spirit, but we need to have it born again. In other words, come alive again and renew itself so that we can look forward to see what God has in store for us.
We have different insight by the Spirit, different way of looking at things, another perspective. And there's been plenty of times where we may get upset with somebody, but then when we hear the whole story, then we have compassion for the person. Or when we have all the details, then we could see maybe where our perspective was a little twisted in the situation. So the more information that we have, the more insight that we have, the better we're able to navigate this life. So it's by the spirit. That's another sense. You know, we have our five physical senses, but then we have the spirit of God, which is the ultimate. He's sovereign. He's going to let us know things that may not make sense. You know, we were talking about, we opened talking about Samuel hearing the by the Lord being revealed to him through the word. Now, Samuel was living with Eli. It didn't make sense based off of Eli's reputation that he would, or his son's reputation, that he would be able to train up such a mighty prophet like Samuel. The Bible talks about Eli's sons. His sons were very mischievous. His sons were very defiant. His sons were very deceptive. His sons, his physical sons. But yet God entrusted him to raise up Samuel. So there was something that Eli had by the spirit that Samuel needed to be able to cultivate the gifting on Samuel's life.
Also, another story I like to bring up is Joseph. You know, he was in a situation that was way beyond what we would ever could stand. Imagine having being from a large family and being the youngest and having all your siblings turn against you, you know, from jealousy. And he had a hard life. He got accused of something he didn't even do. He was thrown in a pit. He was imprisoned. But yet he came out on top. And why do you think that is? That's because he went in the spirit. He stayed close to God. He never gave up. Whatever he did in his life, he looked up. He didn't look around. He didn't look at his circumstances. He didn't go what it felt like. He went by what God did for his life. And this is how he was victorious in the end.
It was revealed to him because in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, he told his brothers after their father passed away, and the brothers thought, well, now surely Joseph's going to get us our get backs. Joseph said, look, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, to save many people alive as it is this day. So he had some insight that he was in that particular place for a particular purpose, because it was revealed to him by the Spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, it tells us, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So the Spirit will reveal, show us the purpose in the pressing, you know, when things are not going the way that we envision them. Let God show you the purpose, what you'll be able to glean from that situation, how to strategically move to be able to advance, to be able to move forward despite of the circumstances around you. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.